Come ahead, Brother Tate, if you would.
Hey.
Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You for being here. Seems like you got any prayer requests for now. So go on this prayer. And y'all pray for Sheriff Jim. Bad day today. Anyway, any unspoken, a little bit of pain. Amen. Ladies want to be on this side. Jim on this side. We'll have an awful prayer tonight.
Praying for the preacher.
Brother Matthew, if you take the Lord in prayer.
Give us a kind of grace today, Father.
May every father of his Lord.
Thank you.
Let's look at 361. Hey, Colin, where are you at? I heard you. Would you be able to sing maybe a couple songs this evening? And Sister Randy, would you be able to do that also? Thank you. Seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing rain. Mercy drops round us only, but for the showers we plead. Tell you what, let's back up.
1 time when I got here, and I actually just heard this song this past Friday, but it really struck out at me, and I guess it's really been a thought. And just if I mess it up, y'all just listen to the words of it, and I'll sing it or play it. Just one old sinner Well, I suppose he must have seen something worth saving for me. He must have seen something worth saving when he reached down and forgave me. He must have known how happy this wretched old sinner would be. And though I feel I'll never be worthy, my God is real and so is His mercy. He must have seen something worth saving when He saved me. And not one single day goes by that I don't fail Him. But I'm so glad He's faithful and just to forgive.
Yes, amen.
And there's no way I could ever repay Him. And so I'll just sing in praises as long as He lets me live. And He must have seen something worth saving that day He reached down and forgave me. He must have known how happy this wretched old sinner would be. And I feel I'll never be worthy, but it's great and so is His mercy. And He must have seen something worth saving when He saved me. He must have seen something worth saving that day He reached down and forgave me. He must have known how happy this wretched old sinner would be. And though I feel I'll never be worthy, my God is real and so is His mercy. And He must have seen something worth saving when He saved me.
Do that second verse, Colin.
Not one single day goes by that I don't fail Him. But I'm so glad He's faithful and He's just to forgive. And there's no way I could hope to ever repay Him. So I'll just keep singing His praises as long as I live. And He must have seen something worth saving that day He reached down and forgave me. He must have known how happy this wretched old sinner would be. And though I feel I'll never be worthy, my God is real and so is His mercy. And He must have seen something worth saving when He saved me.
Praise the Lord.
No, I can't. Can't hardly sing it, can't hardly play it, but it's just what I had on my heart, and I thought, Lord, You really want me to try this. You know, I've never tried it, but okay, if You say so. Let me see. One of my absolute favorite songs, I guess, that I've been blessed to be able to write. And I think the first time I actually sung it here, it was talking about taking me back from where I came. Where I first
knelt to pray and learned about your saving grace. Take me home, Lord, to my home place. There I was, but a little soul. Then God came and made me strong. How thankful I am of that. And when we'd sing Amazing Grace, a tear came down your face. And Lord, it was just like yesterday. And take me back to where I came, through all the sorrow, grief, and pain. Take me back to my home place, where I first knelt to pray, learned about your saving grace. Take me home, Lord, to my home place. And now the years, they have passed by, but the memories are still alive. Thank you for that little place. And I ask for strength to carry on till you decide to call me home. And please, Lord, know I love you always. And take me back to where I came, through all the sorrow, grief, and pain. Take me back to my home place, where I first knelt to pray, learned about your saving grace. Take me home, Lord, to my home place.
And I guess I can try one more. And I guess if there was ever a song that people knew me for, what happens to be one of my favorite songs. It's probably one of the first songs I actually started singing. It will be this song.
I had a vision of heaven. What these eyes, they did see. As I viewed way up yonder in that sweet eternity, I thought I entered that city, and I stopped at the gate so anxious to enter that I could hardly wait. And as I neared that city, Jesus stood right at the door and said, "My child, enter in. You are safe forevermore. You want to walk all around to see who I could see, for I had so many loved ones who had came ahead of me." And I walked on a little farther, and who is that I did see? Why, that's the little old lady who many times befriended me. She helped me in my sickness and in trouble, a helping hand. Why, that's her there singing in the blessed angel band. And I walked on a little farther, and who is that I did see? Why, that's my dad and mama, who were just ahead of me. And I wonder, will they know me? They have been gone so long, but with a smile they remembered and said, my child, you're welcome home. And I walked on a little farther, and who is that that I did see? Why, that's the old beggar who used to sit up on the street. Oh, but he looks so different sitting there around God's throne, and I can still hear him singing while the ages roll on. And oh yes, over yonder is a face I remember still. It's the old-fashioned preacher from the church up on the hill. And with his Bible, I still see him standing there so many times, telling us about this heaven that someday I could call mine. But I must keep on walking so many faces more, so many more faces that I am searching for. Oh, but I won't have to hurry, and I'll take all the time I need, for I'm here forever throughout
eternity. Oh well. Sometimes I'd like to go back to those old days. Come ahead, Brandy, please.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, bless it. Bless his holy name.
Y'all just bear with me tonight. I don't have my book. So we'll just see how it goes. I walked by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bones, traveled on to see Muhammad still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him lay, precious
stood where
His direction, then in love He ran to me. If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and death has died. He counts the stars one and all, knows how much sand is on the shore, sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas, He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, and every tear that I cry. He knows my name, and I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, and every tear that I cry. He knows my name, I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. Y'all can help me out on this one. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound and with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Good singing. Good singing tonight, Brother Ted.
Thank you.
Peace tonight. Maybe someone's searching for comfort. Someone's gone down a rough road, a rough alley, and just looking for something to help them along the way. You know, I've never found anyone or found anything that could ever help me like the Lord can.
Right.
The Lord can help you tonight. Amen. He can be a friend. He can be a brother, mother, father, whatever you need him to be, he can be it.
He is. Right. Yes.
Why do you think the Scriptures tells us over there that he says, I am?
That's right.
I heard a preacher say one time, he says, I asked the Lord to help me understand that a little bit better about I am. He said, and the Lord showed him, he says, well, whatever you need, I am. Amen. Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. I appreciate that. And I appreciate what we've been made to feel and what we've heard tonight. And I appreciate that song. Death has died.
Yes.
Death has died. Amen. Last night I got confirmation in what the Lord wanted us to preach on. And then tonight, the same thing. Death has died.
Bless
Amen.
You.
Death has died. Just ponder with that tonight in your heart and your mind tonight. And we're going to get into some scripture here in 1 Samuel chapter number 17. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. Very familiar scripture tonight. And but you pray for us. The Lord, being our helper, will try to do the best that we can to leave with you what the Lord has shown us and what we feel led to leave with you tonight. Now, you pray for us. I don't want to go and don't want to go any further without you praying for us. I've heard preachers say I can go whether you pray for me or not, but I'd rather you pray for me. I'd rather you come along with me, and so you just pray for us. And here, very familiar scripture. You might think this odd, but the Lord has laid this on us tonight, and we'll try to do the best that we can. Now, we're just going to read a couple of scriptures here, and so. We'll just go ahead and just start. I'm worried to death tonight because I can't pronounce words good, and I can't. I'm just not a man of intelligent speech. I'm not. I mispronounce things. I don't have enticing words. I don't have nothing new. And so you just pray for us.
Bless you.
The Bible says here, in chapter number 17, verse number 1, it says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoco, and which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azek and Ephesus Dimin. And Saul The men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley Elah, and set to battle in array, and set the battle in array against the Philistines.
Yes.
And the Philistines stood on one on a mountain on this one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he gathered greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, "Why do you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine? And ye servants of Saul, choose you a man for you." And let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight me, with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here. I thank you, Lord, for this portion of Scripture. Lord, I pray that you anoint it with your Spirit. Lord, I pray that we get understanding tonight out of that, Lord, that you'd have us to say and to preach tonight. Anoint us, Lord, here. We do humbly ask. Lord, without you, we can do nothing, Lord, here tonight. Lord, I pray that you just let your word go forth. Lord, and I pray that it go in the power and demonstration, Lord, of your Spirit. Let it sink down in hearts tonight. Let us set our minds, Lord, on you tonight. Lord, I pray if there is anything that might hinder your word, Lord, I pray that you just set it aside tonight. Lord, let us focus on you. Lord, and let us get understanding, Lord, that you'd have us to get, Lord, out of your word tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd remove us out of the way, Lord, and let you come forth. Lord, nothing we can ever do within ourselves can ever, Lord, bring glory like you can, Lord, today. Lord, I pray that we crucify this old flesh, hide behind the cross for just a little while. Lord, that you'll do a mighty work. Save those that are lost before it's ever too late, and pull those that are backslid closer unto you again. Forgive us, Lord, where we failed you and come short. Help us to stand in this day and time. Give us strength tonight, we do humbly ask. For us all in the sweet name of Jesus Christ, we do humbly pray. Amen. And now we realize tonight that we've read some very familiar scriptures tonight. And I would that you pray for us tonight. Lord, be our helper. We feel like the Lord's laid a little message on us tonight. And we'll try to do the best that we can to leave with you that the Lord's left with us tonight. But here you got the Philistines and the Israelites over here, and the Bible says that one is on this side on the mountain, and one's on the other side.
on the other mountain, and the Bible says that in between them is a valley. Thanks be to God. And the Bible says that there come a man down in the valley there. He was a Philistine.
Yes.
And his name was Goliath. And he was a giant, a great giant. And thanks be to God. And he began to cry out to the Israelites. And he began to say unto them, don't let me get too far ahead of myself now. Now, he didn't just come down there and just walking as it was just another day. He come prepared. He had this whole armor on. And no doubt he was an intimidating man. Yes, sir. He intimidated those that he come up against with the very things that he carried into battle. I picture a man that's carrying things that other men can't carry. And when other men look at him, they just tuck and run. Amen. Mighty things he brought down into battle. But not only that, he began to cry out unto the Israelites, and he began to say, send me a man.
Yes.
He said, you come down here to bring battle in array. Now why don't you send me a man to fight against me? And he began to tell him over there, he said, the man that you send, if he fight, and if he prevail against me, and if he defeat me, then we'll be your servants, and we'll serve you. And he said, but if I defeat him, then you are our servants, and you serve us. It looks like if they could just find one man to defeat this one person, they'd be able to proceed. If they could just find one man to defeat this man, they'll no longer be hindered. My mind and my heart was pricked on that right there. Just one person. And just one battle. That's all he had to face. That's all he had to do. Just this one battle. And if they find someone to fight this one battle and be victorious over this one battle, that old giant wouldn't hit him anymore. Amen. And the Bible says that someone was sent by that way. And he was sent by his father. Amen. And the Bible says his name was Jesse, and his father sent him over there to bring his brother some food. And thanks be unto God. And while David was on his way, and he heard that old Philistine. Amen. He heard him a cry out. And he heard how he defiled the armies of God. Yes, sir. And he heard what he was asking. He said, send me a man. David was not happy with this. David was upset that nobody went out to confront him. So David said, well, is anybody going to go? I can just picture David looking around saying, why ain't anybody went out there? And I I can just picture them. That army of Israel. Sitting back. At their arms crossed. Just sitting there saying, have you seen him yet? Have you seen how he... And what he's come with. Have you seen how he talks? Oh, thanks be to God. And David just standing there looking. And said, I don't care. It don't make no difference to me. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to confront him. And they said, oh, you better be careful. If you ain't noticed it, this man is a man of war from his youth. David said, that don't bother me one bit. I'm still going to go. And so, called word that there was a man that was willing to go out and buy. Not even the king himself was willing to go out there and stand. And fight this man. But Saul called word David was going to go out and fight Goliath. And Saul tried to put his armor on him. And the Bible says that David put it on and he put it on. And he said, I'm not through this. But he said, there is one thing that I have proved. There is one thing that I have tested. And that I have tried. And it's worked every time. And thanks be to God. He told him, he said, when I was over there, keeping my father's seed, a bear and a lion come up and took one of them. And I went up against that lion and that bear. And I delivered that sheep out of their mouth. And the Lord was with me when this took place. And thanks be unto God. The Bible says he told him, he said, in this old Philistine, who shall be like them? And David went out there. And that old Philistine started looking at him. And said, what am I, a dog? You sent this old boy out here. I'm a man of war from my youth. And this boy's just a youth. Just an alright boy. Don't look like much. He might have been coming at David. With all that armor. And with all that knowledge. And with all kinds of strength. But David was coming to him in the name of the Lord. And I ain't never faced a battle that's ever been bigger than my Lord. Sometimes it looks like it might be stronger than him. But when I finally stand in the name of the Lord, reaching down and grabbing what the Lord's given me and thrusting it forward and it's more to me.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says David reached in that sling. He got five smooth stones, only needed one. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people thought about that. Let me show you what the Lord's showing me right now. Thank God. These preachers, they get up here and they preach message after message. You preach a message. You preach a message. I'll preach a message. It might have different titles. It might not look the same, but it's the same. It's one message. heaven. And that's all we need. It's one message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All we got to do is reach down and grab it and put it in our sling and let it go. And it'll hit the Lord. It'll accomplish where it's sent to. And it won't return void today.
Amen.
Right. Thank God for that.
Right.
Same message. And it's one. Just one message. That's all we need is just one message.
Yeah.
But it's the same message.
Yeah.
Ain't that amazing? Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So, if they could have just found one man to beat this Goliath, they'd be all right. They'd just be able to go forward. And one man did. One man come. One man stood and was victorious.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want you. When I thought about this, I thought about that enemy. And I thought about this little verse right here, where the Bible says the last enemy to be defeated is dead. Amen. One day, death come knocking on my door. And lo, it come and it stood. And it was scary. It raised war. It wreaked havoc over my life. I was scared to death. Not only was I scared of it, but it literally scared me to death. Amen. And I was looking for someone. If someone could just stand and defeat them, I'd be a lot better off. I'd be able to go forward. I look for a peace and a comfort of something that might help me to defeat it. I try the owner. I try the things of the world. And it didn't work. It didn't bring me comfort. It didn't bring me peace. But then one day, a man passed by me, and his name was Jesus Christ. And he heard death knocking at my door. And thanks be unto God. He said, "Has anyone stood up for you?" I said, "No, not one." Oh, thanks be to God. He said, "Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it." And thanks be to God. He did that day for me.
Amen.
How did he defeat it? Well, I'll take you back. I'd have you go tonight to a place called Calvary.
Yes.
A place called Calvary. Where Jesus was led. And the Bible says that they took him and they nailed him to the cross. They stood him up, and while he was hanging on the cross, nailed there hanging, the Bible says that he looked up into heaven and said, "It is finished." It is finished. Lord, what did he finish? What was he talking about? Well, it didn't end there. The Bible says, just like that song we heard just a little bit ago, how they was going. They walked by them old tombs and started looking in them. Jesus Christ was took down by Joseph, laid in a tomb. They rolled a stone in front of him. Why? Because he was dead. Amen. But that day, death died. You say, "Preacher, how?" Because on the third day, they come over there to that old tomb, and they found
I'm over there looking. And they said, well, I seek you the dead among the living. Hey, for he's not dead, for he's risen. Amen. On that third day, death died. Death was defeated. And thanks be to God. It brought victory to my soul.
Amen.
Yes,
indeed. I needed somebody. I needed somebody to fight a battle for me. I was scared to death. Death comes so quick. You say, preacher, was you about to die? No. But I was spiritually dead. Amen.
Amen. Bless you all.
Dead. Amen. Death died. Don't you know death originated from the very beginning of the Bible? You say, how, preacher? Well, the Lord told him, said, if you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, you'll die.
That's right.
You'll die, and they ate of it.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, well, they were still alive. No, but they died.
Right.
They died. They were separated. That death had separated them. And it needed to be defeated. And who better? That's what the Bible talks about in a couple of scriptures over there. Now death has reigned from Adam unto us. Now so be it. Life reigns from Christ unto us. You know the scripture I'm talking about. Thanks be to God. Death started in the very beginning. Death had reigned over each and every one of us. But thanks be to God. To the woman that died on the cross, rose from the grave, and conquered death and hell, and the grave. Yes, sir. Victory. Death is swallowed up in victory today.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I needed someone to defeat it for me.
Amen.
And it's just one battle. And if I could just get past that one battle, I'd be all right. Who better yet to win it for me? Who's going to win it for me?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the only one.
Right.
He's the only one that was able to face it. Amen. My mind goes over there to where them two sisters were over there crying and their brother was sick. And guess what? Death was a knocking on his door. And death found him. Death found him. You say, preacher, you sure about that? Yeah, I'm sure. Because when Jesus got to him, they said, he's been in there 4 days. And he's thinking. Jesus wasn't worried about that. Jesus said, I ain't worried about how long you've been dead. All I'm worried about is you getting to the man that's able to make you alive tonight. Amen. Don't let the devil try to tell you he can't do it because he can.
Amen.
Yes. Bless it, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's found him and he's dead. And there ain't no use.
Bless him, Lord. Bless your heart.
One of them said, over there, he says, I know my brother will live again in the resurrection day. And she, her looking at Jesus, Jesus looking at her. And Jesus looked at her and said, I am the resurrection. Amen. Thanks be to God. I'm glad that they found the one they needed that day. Amen. They faced the battle. They loved their brother. And he was dead. But if anyone was going to be able to do anything about it, it was Jesus. And thanks be to God. That day they took him to the tomb. Rolled that old stone out of the way. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he come forth. And you know what he said?
and let go. I remember the day when the Lord come by me and called out my name. And thanks be to God. And I come forward. And he looked and he said, all right, loose him and let him go. You know what he was saying that to? Death. Amen. Death has no power over him. And thanks be to God. He rose victorious today.
Where does death come from? Death comes from the law.
Bless him, Lord.
Death comes from the law. And the law, you know what the law does? It shows us that we have sin.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And then after sin's finished, it brings forth death.
That's right.
Amen. Death. There's death.
Yeah.
Who can defeat sin? Who could...
Bless him.
Who could do away with the law? He didn't do away with it all. He just fulfilled it. And by fulfilling it, therefore, when the law come a knocking on his door, it found no sin. Because he did not sin. Amen. Therefore, the law couldn't hold him down. When we look at the law, it holds us down. The Bible says that Paul told him over there, he said, sin revived and I died. But when the law and sin looked at Jesus, it couldn't do nothing because he was righteous and therefore fulfilled the law and was able to conquer death today.
Right.
In the fulfillment.
Right. Bless
you. Amen. So who's gonna defeat it for me tonight, preacher? I'm just a man sitting here and saying, who's gonna go? Who's gonna go? Who's gonna fight? I still die daily. I still get up and say, Lord, how am I gonna do this? Who's going to go? And the next thing I know, here comes the Spirit come by. And he says, don't forget, I've already went for you, son. Amen. The Bible says, and if you took part of this first death,
yes,
the second death has no power over you.
Right. Right.
Amen. I hate to say it, but there's some that's going to be eat up with the second death. What is the second death? When he comes and he casts them in the lake of fire. The second death. But if you took part of the first death, you don't have to worry about that. I died one day. Amen. I died out to sin and the practice thereof. I died out. Sin revived and I died. Death found me. Who was going to help me? Death come and got me. And if I could just find one person to defeat it, I can go on. Thanks be unto God, a man named Jesus Christ come by my way and he defeated it. He conquered it. And rose victorious over death. And the Bible says death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. Death tonight. Are you there tonight? Or is death knocking at your door? Amen. Each and every one of us will face it. Each and every one of us will face the second death. But is the first death knocking at you? Are you? I remember when it first came to me. It scared me. I was worried about it. I was worried about dying. I knew that. I heard him say, it's appointed every man to die. I heard it and I said, Lord, I'm going to die one day. I'm going to die. One day my life is going to be over with. And what will it be?
Yeah.
Death coming knocking on my door. And then all of a sudden, Jesus come by and took that death that I was worried about and cast it out.
That's right.
And you know what? I don't worry so much about dying anymore. Because I know all is well.
Yeah.
I know that I won't die, but I live. You might think, when I lay this life down, that's it.
But as a matter of fact, it's just beginning.
Amen.
And thanks be to God. It's all because Jesus conquered death one day.
Amen. Amen. Lord, it sounds like a funeral message, don't it?
Blessed.
I thought about that when the Lord laid it on me. I said, Lord, I ain't going to no funeral to preach about death. He said, son, if a sinner ever gets saved, they're going to have to die.
Yes.
Amen. Mm. What a funeral it is when a sinner dies. Because then I can come forth and I can raise them up again. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Blessing.
Ain't that the truth tonight?
Yeah.
That day the Lord saved me, it was a funeral. And yeah. I died. Bless you. Amen. I'm done tonight. As we get a verse of a song, I don't know your heart tonight. That's the message. As we get a verse of a song, maybe you... Hey, are you searching for peace tonight? Or are you searching for comfort?
Bless him.
That song says, if you knew Him like I knew Him.
Yeah.
If you felt Him like I felt Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
I wish I could quote that song. Amen.
Bless.
How about this? How about this? Sister, you still got the words of that song ready?
Bless.
You don't mind. Let's let her get up and just sing that chorus. You don't need no microphone tonight. Sing that verse. Sing that last chorus. I think it's a chorus, verse, chorus tonight. I want you to listen to the words of this chorus.
Bless.
Amen. Do you know Him like I do? Do you feel Him like I feel Him? Have you tasted that resurrection? Have you? Amen. I have.
Yes.
I have. Amen. If you have it tonight, you need it.
Yeah.
Amen. If you have it tonight, you need it. Amen. As she sings, amen. You can go ahead and do however you feel tonight. But I think it'll be all right to sing this song, verse of the song, chorus of the song. If you feel the need to come pray tonight, as we sing, would you come tonight? Hey, Lord, speak in your heart. Lord's showing you this day. Lay His hand on me, Lord. Picture His son with these things. Amen. Hey, but He conquered it today. Amen. The devil's
still face battles.
Yeah.
I face battles with temptations.
You know he won that too.
Yeah, he did.
He won that too. Over there in that old wilderness. Never come up, he was tempted and tried. But you know what? He stood strong. And he held on. Amen. Devil tried hard and painted good pictures for him. Amen. He even told him, said, if you just bow down to me, he said, I'll give you all this. Oh, but that devil didn't know it was all his anyway. Amen. Hey, it's all his tonight. This night of you, this night of your face, it's not yours, it's his. But you know what's yours? The victory.
Amen.
This battle we're facing tonight. It's not your battle with God. It's yours tonight. Give it to him. Just take the victory.
Yeah, bless
you. I feel like the Lord is coming right now. I saw what he said. Hey, it's not just a battle. Hey, I still have.
Considered my night of salvation that I was fighting a giant. I never had considered that till tonight. And I guess the reason maybe why it was for this night, but the strength of what the Lord was doing to me that night was stronger than any giant that was around me. But this is something I just feel like sharing also with you, that my mother in 1944, she went to an altar, and she went to the altar, but then she got up. Mom and Dad was married in 48. Daddy's a preacher. And Dad had a Goliath that was on Mom all the time. And every altar call that was given, she was a block of ice. Oh, and Dad kept on praying. And even though Goliath was on around Dad also, but kept on praying and kept on praying. Mama developed Alzheimer's and a little bit of dementia. Then ended up going to Salem Number 2 Church up in Mineral Bluff. And they were there, and there was a difference in her countenance that night, and there was a young lady in the choir recognized it. She walked all the way around from where she was in the choir on this side, walked all the way around, close to where Carrie's standing at right now, up there at that church. And she just knelt down and just asked Maisie, "How you doing?" Anyways, they said some other words, and Daddy leaned over to her. He said, "Hun, you want to try it again?" Oh yeah, they tried it again. She said, "But I can't get down on my knees." She sat on the altar. She got that childlike mind one more time. The devil was probably still there, but the power of God was stronger that night. Oh, I just praise the Lord if there's something to praise Him for some of these diseases. Man, I praise Him for that time when Mom met the Lord. Oh, I just love that. What else can we say but praise the Lord?
Amen. Hey, listen.
I'm not talking about I don't fear death. It's the dying part that bothers me. You don't know what we're going to have to go through before we leave out of here. Amen. I tell you what, I've got victory over death. In the cause of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone that's got anything. And if not, son of the praying that you just said.
Well, thank you, God, for another good day. Lord, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for all for you sure been good to us. Let Lord, I pray thank you. Lord, I pray for all, Lord, as well. I pray for those that are sick, Lord.
I'll be sure, Lord.
Have a way, Lord, where they're strong, thank you for loving one. Lord, I pray for all that tomorrow, Lord, in the past, this moment, Lord, I pray and ask you, dear Lord,
bless your heart.
Amen.
Crystal sea,
And if I never see that mansion prepared to be my final home, I want to see Jesus because He died for me. To look into those eyes of mercy that once told me as I strayed, I want to feel those nail-scarred hands that brushed my tears away. Or the 12 gates of pearly white, if I don't shave beneath the tree of life, if I'm permitted just to enter out bound beneath those nail-scarred feet, I want to see we
Listening to Southern Gospel music from Rock Baptist Church, Dallas, Georgia, USA.
What wonderful love. sent down His Son to die on a cruel tree,
that all who would trust Him, believe on His word, would from sorrow and sin be made
in glory land. But I caught a glimpse in a vision of that city not made with hands. I saw the face of Jesus. On that heavenly shore, I look beyond this veil of sorrow. Face in bright array, and I saw the light shine around him in that city of an ending day. I saw the face of Jesus. That he wore. I dreamed I had crossed Chilly Jordan and was standing on that heavenly shore. I saw the face of Jesus. So the smile that he wore. I dreamed I had crossed Chilly Jordan and was standing on that heavenly shore.
You like that song, okay? Praise God. That's a lot of fun. And amen. That comes time in your life. You continue to turn your back on God. He will not no more. Amen. I pray that everybody, our prayer is that everybody here knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And you did answer. When the Holy Spirit started speaking to you, you did answer and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, this song I want to sing for you now that I want Derek to come sing. And let me tell you something. This is a song that I know absolutely will touch your heart. As Christians, as children of God, in our lives, we face a lot of things. In our day-to-day lives, it seems like that things are always happening. We face physical problems, financial trouble, just different things in our life, marital problems, relationship problems, whatever is taking place in your life. We serve a God that if we'll simply give it to Him, can heal and fix anything in our lives if we just simply give it to Him. Amen? Amen. I know in my lifetime, and each one of us could say the very same thing, I truly did keep it in my life.
Dust in the cupboard, holes in my shoes. Guess I might have every right to lay down in the blues. I'll keep smiling to the day I die. I have got a treasure all that money cannot buy. Well, a man named Jesus, he took care of everything. He's building me a mansion, see that fits for a king. And he gave me life and a joy supply, and mercy like a river, and it didn't cost a dime. The greatest things in life are free, the good things. break it all for me. It's mine, all mine. Yeah. Give me grace in my very word. Rescued me from bondage. He's so loved, I don't deserve. He paid my debt on Calvary Street. Promise me a robe and crown, and you can't take that from me. Hey, the greatest things in life are free. The good folks say, you know it, God, and when my Jesus came, took my sin away. Well, it's my